Israel's military attacks on the Gaza Strip have restricted access to information on the Gaza conflict. This was at the top of the agenda in the South Asia Free Media Association gathering held in the Afghan capital city of Kabul. Participants protested the Israeli rocket attack on Press TV and Al Alam television station in Gaza.
We strongly condemn the Israeli air raid that targeted a media building in Gaza. The Israeli forces have targeted the offices of Dubai, Press TV and Al Alam television stations in this attack. The Israeli warplanes had already known that TV stations are based in this building.
Afghan and foreign journalists who also attended the gathering called the attack a violation of press freedom.
Afghan National Journalists Union strongly condemns the Israeli attack on the media building in Gaza that has hampered the activities of these three channels.
Meanwhile, local people took to the streets for the third time in a week in Afghanistan to express their disgust at Israel's killing of civilians in Gaza. More than 900 people have been killed so far in Israeli incursions into Gaza, half of whom, according to the medical sources, are civilians. Israel, however, says it's pushing ahead with its raids on Gaza because it's planning to stop rockets fired by Hamas into Israel. Hamas says it will only consider a truce once Israel stops attacking Gaza and ends the siege. Protesters in Afghan Western Herat province burned the American and Israeli flags to condemn Israel's air and ground offensive against Gaza. Expressing their solidarity with the people of Palestine, the protesters also chanted anti-American and anti-Israeli slogans. In Kabul city, many people were angry at what they called the Arab government's silence and inaction on what's happening in Gaza. They marched towards the United Nations office calling for a practical action to halt the Israel's war on Gaza.
It is said that more demonstrations are planned for the coming days here in Afghanistan against Israel's invasion of Gaza. But for many, expressing solidarity with the Palestinians only by words does not mean anything in the face of the big tragedy they are facing today. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.